What are you doing today, sir?
I'm fucking you up.
Fuck your followers. Fuck your followers. You're a fucking fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
I was fucking at it.
You're fucking a white male.
Saw you, Zion, bitch. Saw you, racist bitch.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
These people are literally all humping me right now.
Christian pastor, this is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it, and that's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you at the drag queen story?
Thanks, mother.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Go. How you doing today, chicken?
Good.
You're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
There's so many reasons. I don't want to go into it. InfoWars, because it's just not, I might tag.
What now?
I'm literally chasing a chicken. Got it live on video.
Like young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know
wow.
What? If someone were to
you're
come
behaving
up,
like a fascist.
No.
This guy's literally in my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You. I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to.
What are you doing? Don't touch my equipment.
Touch your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
Dude, just lift my camera. What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth? That's a yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls? I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry he's your son. You did a shitty job.
Our president can grab a woman by the pussy. I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
Yeah.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friend. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies. Stop! Stop! I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke.
What don't you like about the travel ban?
You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
Why are you getting so close?
What's out of my face?
Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com.
That's right. Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com, the legend that is InfoWars, lives another day, a busy broadcast day on a Monday ahead.
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.News.
Monday, June 10th, 2024. This is InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 147 days until the presidential election. And I did two interviews earlier today, one with Joe Hoft, one with Stu Peters. And obviously, they want to know what's going on with InfoWars, and yeah, the reality is that we could be in the single digits now of broadcasts that we have left of this show. And the biggest loss is the great crew behind InfoWars that makes this broadcast possible, because I'll pop up the next day on Rumble, I'll pop up the next day on X, probably same with Alex. Our guests, maybe we can do spaces with our guests, but everything that makes InfoWars so special and this broadcast so special with the great crew behind me, that's going to be the big loss here. But we probably are in the single digits, folks. We probably are in the twilight. And I know it's hard to believe. Believe me, it's, you know, I'm in the middle of it, but that's the reality. Now, enough of that. We've got a job to do, and we are loaded here on a Monday. Trump had a huge rally in Las Vegas, and I guess he was staying at the Trump Hotel there in Vegas as well. And again, there's just nothing else like this really anywhere in the political world, I would say. Maybe, I mean, Bukele has a lot of support, and Putin has a lot of support. Probably they have like the highest approval numbers amongst presidents in the world. It's, you know, not some fictitious thing like North Korea or China, but true, genuine support. But nobody has these rallies where people are lined up hours before sunrise. Hours before sunrise in 100-degree weather in Las Vegas. And they send this leftist out there. This is like Trump's already been speaking for an hour. These people have been out there for like 10-plus hours. And they send this leftist out there to put out this Democrat Party propaganda. And he's like, look, Trump supporters are leaving the rally. Oh, my gosh. And they share this video everywhere. It's like their big propaganda video. Like, look, Trump's losing support. They're leaving the rally. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've only been there for 10-plus hours. Trump's been speaking for longer than an hour. And the tens of thousands are still inside. But this is the crazy delusion that we deal with from the American left. Like, you do realize that there's more people leaving a Trump rally early than there are that have attended a Biden rally ever this entire year. So when does the self-reflection hit? When does the commentary on your own candidate support hit? can't fill a high school gymnasium. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Look, more people left a Trump rally after he was speaking for an hour. His teleprompter went out, by the way. So he's speaking without teleprompter, 100 degrees. They've been there for 10 hours. Oh my gosh. More people are leaving a Trump rally early than anybody ever goes to a Biden rally. But they share that video and it's like, oh, Trump's a loser. Oh, look, Trump supporters are losers. Oh, they're so sick of Trump. They're not going to vote for Trump now. Ooh. Oh, but then I've got Joe Biden today pledging more of your money to climate change and other money laundering operations, other boondoggles. And then he gets lost on the stage. It could be the worst yet as far as him getting lost on the stage. Yeah, it might be the worst one yet, folks. He almost falls off the stage entirely. And then he gets all dazed and confused and does the finger pointing and not, he doesn't even, it's a stage, Jack. You go out one or two ways and he can't seem to figure it out. And then of course, last week there was the alleged pooping incident, which, you know, you could have a debate. Was he trying to sit down? Was he soiling himself? Was it a little bit of both? And then they have to rush him out of the event, rush him out of the ceremonies. The nurse comes running behind him, and then he disappears into the car for a while, and then he reemerges and says, my butt's been wiped. But it was such, it's such a serious thing now, because they mostly ignored the pooping incident with the Pope that was international news. They ignored the moment where Joe Biden was on the White House lawn and, I mean, you know, crouched over and pooped himself and then looked at the media like, you know, the dog that just crapped on the living room carpet. And then they changed the whole White House media policy so that you can't capture that again. And they kind of just ignored that and, you know, didn't want to make a big deal of it. Now you have the Associated Press and you have these syndicated columnists. And they're all responding to Biden Poopgate 3.0. They're like, no, he didn't poop himself. Of course he didn't poop himself. And the very fact that they're covering that tells you how real the situation is. It's like, yeah, the president of the United States might have crapped his britches on the stage at the D-Day ceremony. And they have to come out in mainstream news reports because that's such a legitimate factor that the president of the United States can't control his own bowels, that they have to come out and do whole dissertations and break it down moment by moment. It's like, yeah, but then they break it down and like, oh yeah, something happened there. And then they whisked him away. So we've got all of that coming out, and then a bunch of news here. A lot of clips from the Trump rally, some of the news revolving around it as well. We'll show you Joe Biden. I mean, the guy's barely able to stand. It's just, it's getting so bad. Honestly, I'm starting to think the whole thing is such a mystery. How can the Democrats go with Joe Biden? Okay, maybe they're just waving the white flag for this election, but no, of course they're not. These are totalitarians. These are control freaks. They just arrested all their political opposition. They have to stay in power. The fear is legitimate. Like AOC going on this radio show saying, oh, Trump's going to put me in jail. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's all about me all the time. He's going to arrest me. That's ironic. Was it Andrew Weissman? You have all these corrupt bureaucrats that go on TV and say, Trump's going to arrest us. Trump's going to arrest his political opposition if he gets in. Meanwhile, they're throwing their political opposition in prison. They're about to arrest Steve Bannon. Peter Navarro's still in prison. I spent 2 months in prison. Other journalists going to prison. It's just on and on. So it's like they're arresting all their opposition. Thousands. There have been thousands of political arrests since Biden took office. And then they say, oh my gosh, you're going to arrest us politically. And it's just the perfect encapsulation of the Democrat. It's not even the ideology. It's like the public communications. They say you're going to do exactly what they're doing. Oh, Trump supporters are going to be violent. They're the violent terrorists. Oh, Trump's going to arrest his political opposition. They're arresting their political opposition. Oh, they're a bunch of anti-Semites. They're literally anti-Semites. Oh, they're racist. They're racists. So it's really just like a public communication strategy. And it shows an immature brain. It shows a broken brain. A broken psychology is what it is. Where they just project exactly what they're doing to a T, to a fault. It's stunning to witness. So we'll have more examples of that. We'll have more examples of that. Now, big news geopolitically, big news out of France. And I kind of have a different take on this. And I think there's kind of a gray area here because European Parliament and the EU are really, the political science there is a lot different than what we do here. So there's a bit of a confusion there. And I'm kind of reading this differently about what Macron is doing. So we'll talk about that. Then there was a big news out of Israel this weekend. Big news out of Russia this weekend that has to do with the temporary detainment and passport revocation of Scott Ritter. And I've been able to get more information on that, but it has to do with something that happened in Russia this weekend. Oh, boy. And then, oh, my God. Sorry, I'm just scanning my desk, looking at everything we have here, and then I see the pile of the gay pride. The gay pride. So we're about one click away. And the crew was joking with me before I went on air, like, hey, when do you think your prediction is going to come true? Because I'm saying you're going to see acts of sodomy at a pride parade, if not this year, by next year, unless something just shuts all this down. And now, I mean, they've been doing this before, but it was kind of like spotty. Now they just go out at the pride parade and it's just the whole group is nude. Just the whole group is nude, entire just groups of nudity. So you're about one click away from just having outright sexual acts happening out in public at the gay pride parade. And there's this meme that just continues to come true. I don't know how long this meme has been out. It's been years. And if you walk up to somebody and you flash your genitalia, you're a sex offender. That's a sex offender for the entire history of U.S. law enforcement in the modern day. You run up to somebody and flash your genitalia in public, that's a sex crime. But if you do it while waving a gay flag, or you do it as a leather daddy gimp gay, then now it's good. Now it's pride and free expression. And if you have a problem with that, you're a bigot. But if you did that any other context of flashing your genitalia in public, that would be a sex crime. But not if it's a gay pride event. Now you have the carte blanche. And see, that's the psychology here, is like, oh, we burned cities to the ground, but it's Black Lives Matter. Oh, we just run around naked in the streets flashing your children, but it's pride. So you just break down all the social norms, you break down all the societal norms, and then you flash the liberal banner, and oh, it's so liberal and glorious and progressive now. Oh, yes. Oh, wow, yeah, look at the war that you're starting in Russia and Ukraine. Oh, but it's for democracy. Oh. So that's how they play their little game. That's how they play their little game. And they rub it in your face. And they set you up with the political correctness where if you oppose them, that's politically incorrect. And more importantly, you're a bigot. You don't like Black Lives Matter burning cities to the ground, disrupting your dinner, robbing jewelry stores. You're a racist. You don't like homosexuals running around naked in the streets, gyrating and naked in front of your children, throwing sex toys at them. You're a homophobe. Okay? And that's been the problem, is the conservatives just sit here and they're, oh my gosh, oh, I don't want to be a homophobe. Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't want to be a racist. Oh yeah. Oh, look, they're burning down my house now. Oh, look, they just flashed my 3-year-old daughter. But they've got it. I mean, they've mastered their psychology. They've mastered this psychological magic over you. And you just accept all this. You just accept the degeneracy. You just accept the crime. But because it's gay, it's liberal, it's progressive, it's Black Lives Matter, It's amazing. It's abracadabra. It's social wizardry. They've pulled over you now. So, yeah, we've got some of that, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we have some of that. But let's just put this short and sweet with the headline story for today. And I talked about this last week with my attorney, Bob Barnes, who's fighting for food freedom in Pennsylvania. And because I'm watching all of this develop with the bird flu, and people are kind of looking at this as it's going to be the next pandemic and they're going to lock us down. And I've not really leaned into that. I don't really see that being the case. And I think now, though, my theory that this is going to be used to lock down the food supply is starting to come to fruition here. Here's some of the headlines, and the FDA is moving fast. The FDA is urging states to block all raw milk sales. The FDA is urging state health officials to halt the sale of raw milk potentially contaminated with high path avian flu. See, potentially. So it's just, oh, potentially. Well, yeah, I can potentially get in a car wreck. I can potentially walk off my studio set here and trip and bash my head into the wall and be knocked unconscious. I can play football and potentially get a devastating injury. I can ride a motorcycle and potentially flip it and die. Oh, potentially. So do we just live in a nanny state now? But that's not even, expanding on that is not even fair to the reality of this. We're talking about your right to consume what you want to consume. If you want to consume raw milk and take the quote unquote affiliated risks or the known risks, well, then you should be able to do so. Despite the known risks associated with raw milk, more than 30 states permit its sale. Oh my gosh. We need the government to lock you down. We need the government to tell you what you can and can't eat. Oh my God. How long in the history of humanity, here's one for you. How long in the history of humanity do you think humans have been consuming raw milk versus pasteurized milk? My guess is we've been consuming raw milk a lot longer. We're still here. We're doing all right. If you want to consume pasteurized milk or other modern day versions of milk, have at it. Nobody's trying to stop you from doing that. So maybe they don't want you having raw milk because of the health benefits. But really, the whole concept here is this idea that you can't consume what you want, and that, I mean, folks, we're talking about basic freedom. If you want to be fully independent, then you have to have your own source of food. If you really want to be independent, you own land out in the country, you don't want anything to do with modern day society, like an Amish person, well, you have your own source of food. You have cows, chickens, whatever, goats. And you live off the land and you live off the livestock. Well, no. The government needs to get into your life. The government needs to intervene in that. The government needs to find a way to shoehorn themselves into your life. You dirty American, you want to live independent. You want to be a farmer and eat your own food. Not so fast, says the U.S. government. So yeah, they're going to sell some vaccines, and yeah, they might try to do some scare with a pandemic. The whole bird flu thing is about stopping your right to eat your own food. The whole push behind this is stopping food freedom, getting the government involved, getting the FDA involved in every food transaction, including you at your own farm going to your milking cow and drinking some raw milk. The government needs to come in there and get into that process and stop that process from happening. And the stories are everywhere. Minnesota was the 11th state to report the virus in dairy cattle, prompting calls for stricter biosecurity measures. And they're doing the same thing, folks. Biosecurity measures. They're doing the same thing they did with COVID. They'll run around, they'll test every cow in the world, and if they find one case of bird flu, they have to shut it all down and tell you raw milk is killing you. FDA wants raw milk sales curbed due to bird flu. The FDA is asking states to take action. The government, take action to discourage or stop the sale altogether of raw milk to the public. That's right. That's right, you dirty American. You dirty Amish. You thought you could eat your own food and be independent with your own food sources? The dirty government's coming in here. We're going to run that farm now. And it's just driving them crazy because raw milk consumption is actually going up. And they're just pulling their little bureaucratic hairs out. This is in the Wall Street Journal. The government warned against raw milk. Why are so many people drinking it? Oh, my gosh. Oh, the government. Oh, they warned me. The government warned me against eating milk. Oh, my gosh. The government warned me about raw eggs. Oh, the government warned me about raw milk. What am I doing here? Oh, that milk is good. Oh, that raw egg is good. But the government, they warned me. They love me. The government loves me so much. Oh, my God. The government just loves me so much. I should just listen to the government. I should take that vaccine. I should censor myself. I mean, oh, I should stop driving a car. I should stop eating meat. I mean, oh, my God, I should just die. My government says it's best for me. Interest in unpasteurized dairy is soaring despite health risks thanks to lifestyle influencers. Oh, commentators and politicians promoting its consumption. The FDA will stop that. Where did it all come from? I mean, So is this just, oh, so the government wants you to have no food freedom. Again, it's just making you a slave, centralizing the food supply, centralizing food availability. That was already on the agenda. And now look at this. Oh, now they have the excuse, the bird flu, the bird flu. So what do you think is really behind this? Do you think it's just BS? And they're just running the same scam that they ran during pandemic and just boosting the numbers and just boosting the fear-mongering? Do you think they released some bird flu into some cattle, into some livestock, and they did it organically like that? Is it a combination of the two? Or no. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that as the government, as the dirty bureaucrats that want to run your life, are going for food centralization and food control, I'm sure it's just a coincidence that they got the bird flu right at the perfect time infecting cattle. I'm sure it's just a coincidence that this is all happening and they're telling you to stop consuming raw milk. Isn't that funny? Yeah. And then you're not listening to your loving government? You're not listening to your loving big brother that abuses you? You're not listening? You're doing the opposite? You're drinking more raw milk? Oh, my gosh. Well, so what are they going to do next? So the whole purpose of this bird flu scare is food conquering, food control, food centralization, and scaring you out of the raw lifestyle, the independent lifestyle. You can't be truly independent and free if you don't have your own source of food. It's just a fact. And so they have to completely eliminate that from your opportunity to get free, that you might actually have your own food to live on.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Trump in Vegas. I'm guessing many in the audience were there. It was a huge crowd. So it's important to document this, I believe. I believe it's important to document this because we have new listeners here every day. You know, really, it was like when they censored us in 2018, that hurt our audience. But then since then, it's been growing every day, and it gets bigger every day. So a lot of people listening now maybe weren't tuned in 2020. They didn't see the Trump phenomenon of 20,000, 30,000 at a rally, Joe Biden with 15 people in chalk circles drawn in the grass, literally what happened. And then Biden gets the record amount of votes, even though you can't find any support. But they had COVID as the excuse. They don't have that as the excuse. So I believe it's important now to continue to document this phenomenon, show the massive support behind Donald Trump, the populist support, the huge numbers, never really a political movement or support for a candidate like this ever. The only comparison could be made would be Barack Obama in 2008, and he did have big crowds. It's undeniable. But he never really drew those crowds ever again because he was the anti-war, kind of anti-establishment guy, and then he got in there and started more wars than Bush did, and a lot of kind of the anti-establishment leftists didn't really support Obama anymore. In fact, a lot of Obama voters ended up voting for Trump, especially his second term. Romney was just a weak candidate. But I'm getting off base. The point is, it's important to document this so if they – so if Trump gets 80 million votes, 85 million votes, and they say, oh, Biden 86, you can look back and say, well, wait a second. How can that be? How can that be possible? Two presidential elections in a row, but maybe for you it's the first one you're really watching, and you just don't believe it. And you know, they ran their whole deal on January 6th. There were over a million people in D.C. that day. Maybe the biggest political event ever. But they won't let you have that moment. I mean, like, there's no denying Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech was a huge political event. It gets that notoriety. It gets that respect, as it should. And you get to see the historic images. We get denied that on January 6th. We get denied that when it comes to the support for Trump. I mean, this is, we played the one last week. Do you remember where it was? Last week, guys, there was an organic Trump train, car parade somewhere on the East Coast. This week, there was one in Long Island, New York. Thousands of people show up. These are just organic grassroots movements that aren't even affiliated with the Trump campaign. These are just people. So here's what you have. This is at sunrise. Go ahead and B-roll clip one. This is at sunrise. Maybe we should get a little sound, too. What does it sound like at sunrise in Vegas? Go ahead. So this is at sunrise. Yeah, already hundreds, if not thousands of people, almost the entire queuing line is filled. Almost the whole barricades are filled. This is at sunrise.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's at sunrise. At a Trump event. At sunrise. Okay. Here's the line still hours before Trump's about to speak. I mean, look at this. This is ridiculous. Here it is again. Go ahead with the audio. I don't know, but this one's fast forward. It might have audio. Yeah. So, okay. Here it is again. Little hours still before Trump is set to arrive. Thousands of people. The line is over a mile long. It'd take you 20 minutes to walk it. So, okay, you don't see this anywhere, only for Trump. It's not even close. Only Trump gets this kind of support. And, yeah, I think it's a fair measurement. If you're willing to show up for a rally, you're willing to show up to vote. If you're not willing to show up for a rally, are you willing to show up to vote? No, I think it's totally fair. And then here's the best shot you can get, I guess. Looks like they're on the media podium here. But there's a bit of a camera interference because of all the media people gathered, and then there's some like scaffolding and stuff to hold up cameras. But you know, this gives you an idea, at least based off of this kind of panoramic camera shot, you'd say at least, I'd say probably 7 to 10,000 people. Go ahead with the audio.
They cost a lot to buy, and they're all made in China. Other than that,
so
I think
you do a 360
wonderful, right?
Pan here. And it's just people, as far as the eye can see, just everywhere. And you have to zoom in past the media equipment here to show all the people behind the actual apparatus there. They're on hills, they're climbing trees, they're climbing scaffolding, anything to get a shot. Anything to see Trump. 20 times, can you believe? Think of how scary that is.
smart you have to be. Japan, Germany, all these nations.
So it is important to document this because the mainstream media won't show this to you. All right. Now, here's some of the clips from Trump actually speaking. Some of the things he said, and then just some of the energy of the crowd. I think this is a big one, and it's long overdue, and really it needs to go past this. Trump talking about cutting taxes on tips, clip four.
This is the first time I've said this, and for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy. Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Big in Vegas, of course.
We're not going to do it, and we're going to do that right away, first thing in office, because Trump. It's been a point of contention for years and years and years, and you do a great job of service, you take care of people, and I think it's going to be something that really is deserved. More importantly, popular or unpopular, I do some unpopular things, too, if it's right for the country. I do what's right. But so those people that have jobs in restaurants, whatever the job may be, a tipping job, we're not going after for taxes anymore. This will be ended.
Good. Get the IRS off their back.
And I announced that for the first time. First time I've brought it up. First time anyone's brought it up. I think it's never been brought up before. And I also think it's very appropriate.
Now, this obviously needs to be expanded. You can have a debate all day long about how to handle taxes. Flat tax, you know, whatever. Just cut tax, cut corporate tax, cut regulations, cut government spending. It all needs to be done probably as far as the cuts. I mean, you're realistically talking about probably 40% of the money you make being taxed, whether it comes on your paycheck or it comes when you're purchasing something. It's you're paying about 40% tax, property tax, all of it. That's ridiculous. And most of that money goes to a foreign country that doesn't do a damn thing for you and never will. Or even works against you. But okay, yeah. See, there's so many ways around this too. And, you know, you never know when the IRS is watching. I mean, I don't engage in any of this, but it's like, why can't I pay somebody as a gift, because most states you can give a gift, receive a gift, and it's tax-free. It's like, oh, I'm just giving you money as a gift, and then you're just going to give me a service as a gift. And now we've avoided the IRS and the government altogether. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's a free country. That's one free man to another free man deciding that we're going to do that. But no, not if the government gets involved. Not if the government gets involved. I've gone long here. We're going to come back. We got more clips, more moments from the Trump rally. That was the rally. Was that the rally in New Jersey? I think that was the rally in New Jersey. That didn't look like Vegas. But it's just these massive crowds. It's only a Trump rally. Yeah, okay, I agree. We should not tax tips. I think we should just start there and just keep going. And just keep cutting taxes until we can't find any more to cut.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
Read some of this out loud at his rally, and then his campaign posted it earlier today, and I don't think that was a whole planned thing. And then Alex Jones was on air earlier on his show. He opened the show reading prices off of a grocery store ad from like two decades ago. Well, yeah, we can look at the price change in two decades and kind of pop our eyes. You can look at it in 4 years and pop your eyes. And I'm sure that you've noticed it on your grocery store bill. To me, it's just crazy. To me, it's just crazy because I have a pretty simple grocery list. It's not very complicated. Basically, just steak and eggs. And watching the price of steak and eggs skyrocket in the last 4 years, and there's times where it's like you check out at the grocery store and you have to like double take. You're like, wait, what? How did I just, what? Just, what? It's like, yeah, that steak that used to cost like 20, 30 bucks is now like 50 bucks. It's Bidenomics. So they took numbers. Cheesecake Factory. What do you guys think about Cheesecake Factory? This is not a plug. I happen to enjoy it. It's kind of Americana. It's a good time. Good people. So maybe you go out, you like to go to Cheesecake Factory, popular with the youth. Well, I guess it used to be. They probably can't afford it anymore. You used to be, you know, you'd be a kid in college, you'd be a kid in high school, you could take your girlfriend out to the Cheesecake Factory, have a nice meal, it wouldn't break you. But now under Bidenomics, no, it's only for the luxurious. So they do this price comparison, and this is not unique to Cheesecake Factory. They derive this information, it's public information. Cheesecake Factory prices are out of control under Joe Biden. And it talks about the percentage change, and it's just like 50% on cheesecake, 50% on egg rolls, 20% on dips, 30% on different plates. So that's just your average deal. I mean, it doesn't matter what restaurant you go to. The food prices are up. Your grocery bill is up. And it's just frustrating because this is all derivative from policy. This is all derivative from policy, specifically energy policy. And you can talk about regulations and FDA and red tape and all that stuff, and that plays a part in it too. But energy policy is the biggest factor here. And when energy prices go up, everything else goes up. Or they change the minimum wage, which, look, you can have a debate about the minimum wage, and you could argue that the minimum wage, based off the law, how it was written, should probably be higher anyway. But there shouldn't even be a law. And so then they raise the minimum wage, and then the restaurants are forced to pay above budget their staff, and then, oh, food prices go up, or, oh, restaurant shuts down. Oh, gee, how did we not see that? By the way, here's Donald Trump at his rally talking about the recent executive order that's total bogus, total BS that Biden signed, clip 5.
Last week, Crooked Joe signed an executive order that is pro-invasion, pro-child trafficking, pro-woman trafficking, pro-human trafficking, and pro-drug dealers. It's a pro-drug dealer bill. It's weak. It's ineffective. It's bullshit what he signed.
That always gets him going. Oh, wow. The WWE bit. I can dig it. Oh, my gosh. Fact check. Did Donald Trump moan about Cheesecake Factory at Vegas rally? See what these leftists do? Hey, you dumbass over at Newsweek. You're paying more for food too, dumbass. You're paying more for gas too, dumbass. But misery loves company. So they don't care. These people will live in squalor as long as you are there with them. Then it's okay. They don't care. They will suffer as long as you're suffering with them. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We've been lying about Bidenomics. We've been telling you how great the economy is. And of course we're lying. And now Trump is talking about it. Oh my gosh. Oh, I like paying more money for food because soon you'll just eat bugs and paste that is made to look like food anyway. We'll mandate it. By the way, Trump's birthday coming up. Same day, ironically, same day the fate of InfoWars could be decided. So the crowd decided to sing Trump happy birthday. Where do you see this? Clip 6.
Said happy birthday. Thank you, darling. Don't tell me that. I don't want to. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it.
His teleprompter was shut down at this point, by the way. No teleprompter. Biden could never.
Thank you.
By the way, just kind of off the cuff here, I think Byron Donald's for VP. I'm not making that prediction. I'm saying I think that's the best choice. All things considered, I think that that's probably the best choice. So I kind of put out my list, and I said Byron Donald's number one. Then if you're really trying to just solidify the vote, either RFK or Tulsi Gabbard too. Mix and match. They both have the same, they both would serve the same purpose as the vice president. And then maybe Ben Carson three. But Byron Donalds would just be great. And it would kind of be a passing of the torch to the next generation of conservatives that is probably long overdue. And it would really force the Mitch McConnells out of the way and just usher in the new generation of Republican representation that's long overdue. But I'm getting off track there. Here's Donald Trump dancing off the stage. Well, maybe we should compare and contrast Trump getting off the stage this weekend to Biden getting off the stage this weekend. Here's Trump getting off the stage, clip 7. He's doing the famous Trump dance and practicing his golf swing. What do you think he's thinking about here, guys? Probably par 4, 370 yards, dogleg left. Gonna play it safe. A little pitching wedge up there. He's gonna flop one onto the green. Thinking about golf. Oh! He was practicing his flop. He was practicing his lob wedge. He should just take out a driver and just whack one at one of these deals. That's what he should do. He just go and just whack one in the crowd. Why not? Or take out a lob wedge or a sand wedge or something. Just loft one. He could sit there. He could have Trump logo golf balls. Oh my gosh. I'm a genius. Set up a little AstroTurf range green turf on the stage and just drop about 10 Trump logo balls. He'll sign a golf ball and just lob wedge them into the audience. Are you telling me that wouldn't be amazing? Don't laugh at this. Don't doubt me on this. That would be huge. Oh, and can you imagine the media? Trump puts his whole audience in danger. Golf balls. Oh my God. Everybody's like going crazy. Like, oh, the golf ball is signed by Trump. They're fucking, oh my gosh. Yes. I want Trump to put out a turf on the stage and whack 10 signed golf ball logo balls into the crowd. I'm serious. I want that to happen. In fact, I need that to happen now. It would be a smash hit. They would fight over these things in the best way possible. So that's Donald Trump exiting the stage. Here's Joe Biden, and we'll come back with more of this. Here's Joe Biden at the Global Fund, and I'm going to come back because there's some other clips dealing with this. But oh, you just saw Trump go off the stage. He's working on a short game there. Here's Biden getting off the stage and not knowing where he is. He doesn't even know where he is. Clip 11. Exiting, confused, hands in the air, cornholio, doesn't know what to do with his hands, gets to the edge of the stage, asks someone in the audience who he is, what he's doing, pretends to jump off the stage.
Mr. President, thank you.
And now he's confused, and he says, somebody say, Mr. President, he turns around, quick 360, doesn't know where he is, now staring into the abyss, now steps backwards, now steps forward, and now he doesn't know what to do.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time
to take
a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
You think I'm kidding about this? I'm dead serious. Obviously, I don't want to take out the driver. No, you just take out a little lob wedge. Just hit a nice, easy chip to the crowd. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Sign 10 golf balls. Drop them on a turf mat. You saw his nice, easy short game. Nice, easy stroke there from Trump. And just whack 10 of them into the crowd. Who said Trump needs to have rallies at fairgrounds with Ferris wheels and roller coasters and water slides? That was me. Okay? And now he's done it. Biggest rally ever. So, yes, I'm dead serious. Somebody go next. Whoever hears this and is working the next Trump rally, don't even plan it. Don't even plan it. Not even part of the script. Just Trump walks on the stage. There's a little 5x5 turf set up with 10 golf balls and a Sharpie and a little lob wedge, and he'll take it from there. It just a nice easy just a little 20-yard, 30-yard stroke right in the crowd. Oh my gosh. So again, though, we saw Trump walk off the stage dancing, practicing his short game, having a good time. Cue up the clip and have it ready to go here. This is Joe Biden. He can't even walk off a stage, folks. And I know we've seen this dozens of times. Every time he has an event like this, he doesn't know where he's going. This could be the worst yet. Start it from the beginning, though. Let's have it from the beginning here. So he exits stage right. He doesn't know where he is. Random pause, turning around, hands half in the air, not knowing what to do, asking somebody in the crowd where he's supposed to be.
Mr. President,
takes a step,
you.
Stops, gets shocked when he hears his name, turns around quickly, all dazed and confused.
Event.
Half
well,
steps off
you.
The stage,
kind of
now steps back on.
But for all the millions
dazed and confused, then and while he's being addressed, now just turns around and exits.
Where life will be transformed. Thank you. Mr. President, thank you. At the end of such a momentous event, the word thank you seems kind of inadequate. But for all the millions whose lives will be saved, for the communities where life will be transformed. Thank you.
And then he leaves while the guy's talking to him. You think Joe Biden runs anything other than a turd down his leg? He literally cannot even exit a stage. Can't even walk off stage. You think this guy's running anything? There was more from this event. How does this sound to you in the struggling U.S. economy? How does this sound to you, what he says in clip 10?
And as I pledge to all of you, the United States will donate $1 billion for every $2 billion committed by the rest of the world. So that means we're going to work.
So he's just promising money he doesn't have.
That means we're going to work with our partners in Congress to contribute another $6 billion to the Global Fund.
But he's just pledging money like he has it.
bringing the overall global pledge as of today to $14 billion.
So he's just promising billions of dollars. Just, oh yeah, I got the U.S. Treasury checkbook right here. How much you want? Gotcha. Couple bill. Oh yeah, I'm sure he checked with Congress on that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what happened. Yeah. So he's just going to cut a check for a couple bill. No big deal. Whatever. What do you think the deal is how they give him the portable microphone instead of using the stage mic? There's something to that. I'm thinking maybe it's because he gets confused when there's just a stage mic, or he tends to wander, and so he'll just walk away from the podium, and so they have to give him the portable mic in case he just wanders off the podium. What do you think is up with that? That's, nobody else does that but Joe Biden. It certainly has something to do with his mental faculties being gone. There he is again. Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? Well, I just cut a check for what?
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The show they tried to cancel, but truth prevails. The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, it's getting really bad for Biden. And the Democrats are riding with Biden. Can't even walk off a stage. Here he gets confused. He's not sure what he's talking about. Is he talking about Ukraine? Is he talking about Iraq? Is he just trying to get out of there as soon as possible to get to a bathroom? Clip 12.
The idea that we become semi-isolationist now, which some are talking about. I mean, the idea we had to wait all those months just to get the money for Iraq that we, because we're waiting. I mean, it's not who we are. It's not who America is.
And, of course, he's talking about the money for Ukraine. And what, again, with the hands. The Ricky Bobby hands. He doesn't know what he's doing with his hands. So, last week, the problem for Biden was he had some sort of an incident on stage at the D-Day ceremony. And after he was immediately exited from the ceremonies, in the middle of the ceremonies, in a very strange and speedy fashion, with some nurse running after him, probably the master diaper changer. Probably not easy to change Joe's diaper. So they have a pro there. So maybe, you know, at first I was like, oh, maybe he was just trying to sit down and the timing was strange. But then after that, I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe he did poop him. But so this is the problem. It's such a serious potential that the president of the United States craps himself in public, craps himself in front of millions of viewers, craps himself in front of the entire world on stage at the D-Day ceremonies, that they have to have mainstream news come out and do response videos. So that's how serious, believe me, if there was not a serious potential of Joe Biden crapping his pants, Or if Joe Biden's mental faculties were always there and he was okay, they wouldn't have to do this video. But the Associated Press cuts this video. All the leftist news organizations share it because Joe Biden, not knowing where he is and potentially having to wear a diaper everywhere he goes, is such a serious thing that they have to make these videos.
seeing a clip on social media that appears to show President Biden trying to sit in a chair that isn't there. The footage is from an event commemorating the 80th anniversary of D-Day. However, this video doesn't show the full context of the moment. It is cut right before the president sits down in a chair that very much exists. Plus, this chair is clearly visible for most of the video. In extended footage of the ceremony, you can see Biden look over his shoulder for the chair, pause and bend over while the next speaker is announced, and then take a seat. Edited clips like this have followed Biden throughout his presidency to support an ongoing narrative that he is mentally incompetent. They often misrepresent an innocent moment, banking on the hope that most people won't question what they see as they scroll through their feeds. In one past example, a video was cut to make it seem as though Biden abruptly left last year's Thanksgiving turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House. In reality, he spent several minutes speaking and taking photos with guests. Election day is just 5 minutes
away, and then turned around and sprinted away.
Continue fact-checking moments like this as the race heats up.
Imagine being so pathetic. Imagine being so pathetic that you sit there and do propaganda for the White House, for the Democrat Party. And saying, oh, you know, people are taking Biden clips out of context, trying to assert this idea that he's mentally incompetent. Are you kidding me? If you want to debate whether or not Joe Biden soiled himself at the D-Day ceremonies, fine. There is no debate that Joe Biden's mental faculties are gone. That is not up for debate. He can't talk. He can't walk. He gets confused. He can't even do a basic stage exit. They have to give him a portable microphone when he's at a podium because he wanders and gets confused. And you're going to say, oh, they take things out of context. Okay, the president doesn't know when to sit down and then awkwardly is bent over for 5 seconds. Okay. Oh, they take a video from Thanksgiving out of context. No, we don't. Nobody was denying that there was a chair that Joe Biden should have been sitting in. There's nothing out of context about that. There's nothing out of context about Joe Biden out of nowhere in the middle of the Thanksgiving ceremonies turning around and sprinting to the door. I mean, nobody does that. And they say, oh, you know, conspiracy theorists, and then they're taking things out of context, and, you know, Joe Biden's mental faculties are totally there. They're totally there. Wow. You're pathetic. But see, forget about the pathetic nature of these media ghouls and these media hacks. They've now reached the point where they have to do videos telling you didn't see what you just saw. They have to, the Biden's mental faculties are so bad and it's so clear and present in so many videos that they now have to do live coverage when it happens saying, no, Joe Biden is fine. What are you going to do next? Are you going to say, oh, Joe Biden is not getting confused when he's trying to exit the stage. He's not getting confused at all. This is totally normal. He's just giving a shout out to somebody in the crowd. He just doesn't. What are you going to say? How are you going to pretend like that's not real every time he tries to step off a stage? Oh my gosh. Here. Here's more Democrat propaganda. So they have somebody stationed outside. There's like a bunch of leftist, I guess, podcasters that nobody listens to. They just get paid by the Democrat Party. And so this guy's stationed outside of the Trump rally. I mean, imagine it's like you're outside of a ball game or you're outside of like Six Flags. You're like, oh, what are you leaving? Oh, what are you leaving? You didn't have any fun at the rides? Oh, what are you leaving? You're not a real fan? It's like people leave games. People leave. What are you? And so that's this guy. Trump is in the middle of a hour-long plus speech. It's over 100 degrees. People have been sitting there since the sunrise. And this guy's gotcha moment is, wow, people are leaving the rally. Here it is.
Why are all these people leaving in the middle of the speech? Donald Trump is speaking right now.
So when we get in,
and all these people are leaving. I don't get it.
Look at all these people leaving right in the middle of the speech. Are they bored? I don't understand. Why are all you guys leaving? Why are you guys leaving in the middle of the speech? I don't get it. Why is everybody leaving?
One lady says, I got to go to work.
Another MAGA moron.
Oh, MAGA moron. I'd love to see this guy debate anybody on anything. But nobody knows who he is, so it doesn't matter. Wow, dude, what a gotcha moment. You caught a couple hundred people leaving the Trump rally that were there all day in the sweltering heat, and Trump's been speaking for more than an hour off teleprompter. Wow, man. Now do a Biden rally. Now do a Biden rally. Oh, that's right. They don't exist. That's right. They don't exist. Why didn't you go inside and record the crowd? These leftists are such phonies. You know, I have a real intolerance for phonies, and it just so happens they all seem to be leftists. Strange, isn't it? And they're always projecting too. They're always projecting what they're doing to you, and then claim you're doing it to them. So this is the communist Barbie, AOC, and listen here too, as the radio host. Yeah, they're pushing that video everywhere. Oh, see, nobody likes Trump. Oh, yeah. Oh, just thousands of people at a rally. Joe Biden can't fill a high school gymnasium. But yeah, you got us. Yeah, you, great job. Oh, look, people are leaving Six Flags. The park is unpopular. Oh, look, people are leaving the Spurs game. Nobody likes the Spurs. just a bunch of phonies, just a bunch of liars. So AOC goes on this radio show, and it's funny. Listen to the host. Even the host has to laugh at this notion at one point. Oh, yeah, we're coming to jail, yeah, AOC. Even the host has to laugh when she plays this victim. But this is the classic Democrat projection here in clip 9.
What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail.
Yeah.
Really?
You wish.
He's...
Hold on, play it again. Did you hear the host laugh? I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. But, see, that's like... This is kind of the next level of their phonyism. Like, they want to be anti-establishment, but they are the establishment. And so they have this weird, like they wish they were the ones being politically persecuted. They wish they were the ones being censored off the internet. They wish they were the ones being locked up for their politics. Like, they wish they were the anti-establishment people that they claim to be, but they're not. They are the establishment. AOC is the establishment. She does exactly what the global government wants her to do, whether she realizes it or not. But like, that's, they really wish they were renegades. They really wish they were mavericks. They really wish they were us that were anti-establishment. They really wish they were fighting the system and raging against the machine and beating the man. And so they really wish that they were us. It's all organic. The censorship of us, the persecution of us, the lawfare of us, the imprisonment of us, that's real. That's them, the left, which is now the establishment, coming for us. So they project it, because that's what she wants. AOC wants to be a rebel. She wants to be a renegade. She wants to posture herself as the anti-establishment. She is the establishment. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm the badass. Oh, I'm the anti-establishment. I might be put in jail for my politics. So it's this sheer envy and projection that we're the anti-establishment. She is the establishment. But again, she this notion even makes the host of the show laugh. I'm going to shut up so you can hear it. Go ahead.
What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail.
Really?
He's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did his whole first campaign around lock her up. Like, this is his motto.
Oh, he didn't say that, you know. He said he didn't say that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I take him at his word. I take him at his word. I take him at his word when he says that he's going to round up people. I take him at his word when he threatens journalists. I take him at his word. I feel like what we saw in his first presidency was an amuse-bouche. to what his intentions are. He has learned from his mistakes of appointing professionals, and he will not make that mistake next time.
Wow. That was kind of, that's like the best endorsement of Trump you ever heard left. He's not going to hire the DC professionals. He's learned his lesson. Some unintentional promotion of Trump there from AOC. Isn't that nice? He's a politician. You can actually trust him. You can actually take him at his word. He actually does what he says he's going to do. Whoa. I didn't know the Trump campaign was paying you, AOC. What an endorsement of Donald Trump. Amazing. Amazing. Shock poll. 84% of Americans believe they will be worse off under a second Joe Biden term. But you know what? Hold on a second. Let me go back to that because it's just hilarious. AOC, oh, I'm going to be put in jail. You are not a rebel. You are an establishment hack. So, but see, I take it a little personally here because I was put in jail for my politics. I was a political prisoner. I've been dealing with the government on my back for more than 5 years, and this phony, this communist Barbie is going to come out. Oh, I'm going to be put in jail. Oh my gosh, I'm so anti-establishment. Give me a break. Give me a break. All right. Shock poll. 84% of Americans believe they will be worse off under a second Joe Biden term. Hey, 84% of Americans have a brain. The other 16%, jury's still out. A YouGov and CBS poll says that 84% of Americans, likely voters, have said they expect to be worse off under a second Biden term. But see, the other 16% are just in denial. You've had Trump for 4 years. You've had Biden for 4 years. You have a track record to go off of. All the polls indicate the same thing. All the polls indicate the same thing. And that's why you kind of look at the Democrats right now with their cards and you try to get a read on their face and try to figure out what they're going to do about this. Do they go for the outright steal like 2020? It might be too obvious. Do they really want to run with Joe Biden? Is that just a white flag saying it's just Trump's too big to beat right now, so let's just roll Biden out? And then in 2028, we'll just say, well, we had a bad candidate. It's Biden's fault. It's not the Democrat policies or whatever. And now we're in 2028. We're going all in. Do they replace Joe Biden? Do they try to create so much chaos in one way, shape, or form that you don't even get an election? That's kind of the trend now, by the way. It's what they're doing in Ukraine. Yeah. You're paying for democracy in Ukraine, which means they cancel elections. Rhode Island chef behind viral 2020 DNC video is backing President Trump in 2024. All these former Biden supporters, all these big names, celebrities that endorsed Biden are now saying, I regret the endorsement. I'm endorsing Trump. And look, the celebrities endorsements don't mean anything to me. But sometimes you have to remove yourself from the picture here, folks. Like, I get it. You don't care about celebrity culture. That's fine. Neither do I. The average American sadly does. Maybe not the average American anymore, but a large swath of Americans probably even get their politics from their favorite celebrities. That's pathetic and sad. That's a reality. So why do you think the Democrats are obsessed with celebrity endorsements so much? And the Republicans miss on this because most conservatives don't care about celebrity culture. Liberals do. And so that's why Democrats go for the celebrity endorsement so much, because they know the average liberal doesn't know jack about politics. They don't know anything. They don't know about policy. They don't know about results. They don't know about anything. They just know that, my favorite celebrity endorsed Joe Biden. I'm voting for Joe Biden. It feels good. That's why they go after the celebrity endorsements. So when you start to see if that tide changes and celebrities start endorsing Trump or even just coming out and saying something bad about Biden, I mean, that's bigger than you think. And I know, believe me, it's pathetic that some low-grade, talentless celebrity hack could influence a presidential election, but that's the reality of the country we live in. And that's why the Democrats go after the celebrity endorsements. But so you have The Rock saying, I regret endorsing Joe Biden. You've got this chef that was big part of the DNC video saying, I'm going to back Trump. So no, this is significant. This is significant. Now, Hunter Biden is in court. It sounds like this thing is going to be wrapped up pretty swiftly, by the way. Hunter Biden declines to testify in criminal gun trial. Yeah, why would he? There's nothing he can do to defend himself. They're basically just relying on the jury to have a hung jury or just give the results the Democrats want. And they got activists in the jury, so I would suspect they will get the result they want. A lot of dirt came out on the Bidens in the midst of this trial, however, that might pop up again in October. But it's funny, Joe Biden tells David Muir that he wouldn't pardon his son Hunter if he ended up getting hit with the felony charge, which he obviously is guilty of. It's just a rigged case. But let's understand something here, because it's hilarious watching the media. Oh, Hunter's guilty. He's going to get charged. And Biden said he won't pardon him. What world do you live in if you believe that? Yeah, I get it. Hunter's guilty. So what? Trump is innocent. You live in the reverse world right now. And if Joe Biden says that he's not going to pardon his son Hunter, you know that means that he is going to pardon his son Hunter. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You really don't think Joe would pardon Hunter if he was found guilty and was facing time? If Biden lost the election in those dead duck months, you don't think he would pardon Hunter Biden? Duh, he would. Of course he would. So let's just get that straight. And Trump now, going through some of his probationary issues, and I'm too familiar with this. Trump to sit for virtual probation interview after conviction in Bragg's hush money lawfare case. Now, there haven't been too many details emerging on this, which I find strange. The only reason I kind of understand this and the inner workings is because I've just been through it before. But I'm guessing then that means that Trump is not under any travel restrictions. So that's good. Of course, if they put him in jail, it'll be a different story. Now, things could change in sentencing and they can have a whole different variety of probation issues after his sentencing in July. And then maybe they could do a travel restriction. So there is some potential there. But at least right now, obviously, Trump's still able to travel. Now, so, because when I, so basically you're in the pre-trial situation and then your post-trial and then your post-sentencing is kind of the phases here. So Trump's in post-trial and I'm guessing it's like every month he has to do these virtual probation things. And it's, I mean, it's pretty much a wrap. They ask you a bunch of things. Have you committed any crimes? Have you done any drugs? You know, blah, blah, blah. Where have you traveled? Have you dealt with law enforcement? All this crap, just going through it. So I guess that's what they're doing to Trump now. And maybe he'll have one more before sentencing. And then if they do have him on probation after that, he'll probably have to do it every month. Who knows? They might have him go in there, take drug tests. They'll probably put strict monitoring, I would guess, on all of his bank accounts. Just so they can have the extra level of spying on him. Yeah, probably what's going to happen there, ladies and gentlemen. But what, we've got about a month now. Man, time is flying by. We got a month now until Trump's sentencing and then the Republican convention. We've got just a couple weeks until the first debate. My goodness, we're heating it up at just 147 days till the presidential election. All right, we're going to come back and let's get into some of the international geopolitical news. We'll get into that when we come back here. It's the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters.
Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, the summer sale. 40% off top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get them while they last.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, so big news out of France, and there's a lot of conflicting commentary or confusing commentary on this, and because the political science of parliament in Europe, France, and the EU works differently than what we have here. And so here's some of the headlines, and I don't know. My understanding of this seems to be a little different. Marine Le Pen trounces Emmanuel Macron EU elections. Macron calls for snap election later this month. I'll get into that. Francis Macron dissolves National Assembly, calls for snap legislative elections after EU vote defeat. Francis Macron dissolves Parliament, calls for new elections after defeat by far-right party. Before I read into some of these stories, let's look at what has happened in 5 years. The rise of Le Pen, you could say, really started 5 years ago, but in the EU elections, as you see here, in 2019, Macron's party was getting 32% of the vote, and then in 2024, they got 15% of the vote. So really, it's the leftist, liberal, progressive, globalist paradigm politically that is losing popularity. Macron's party is losing popularity. Le Pen's party didn't really change much. I mean, it got more popular, obviously, and you could say that the numbers reflect that, in that Macron's party lost about 10%. Le Pen's party gained about 10%, but it's really that this is the whole leftist, this is the whole globalist political paradigm being realized and having results politically, and people just denouncing it, French President Emmanuel Macron said Sunday he was dissolving the National Assembly and calling a snap legislative election after his party suffered a heavy defeat in elections for the European Parliament. In an address to the nation, Macron said, "I've decided to give you back the choice of our parliamentary future through the vote. I'm therefore dissolving the National Assembly. The vote will take place in two rounds on June 30 and July 7th. The move comes as the first projected results from France on Sunday put the far-right National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen well ahead in European Union's parliamentary election, defeating Macron's pro-European centrist." This is just all fluff here. So here's my understanding. Here's another quote from Macron. "I've heard your message, your concerns, and I won't leave them unanswered." My understanding is, because people are saying, oh, this is anti-democratic, and to me, it's the opposite. To me, Macron is saying, my party's been rejected. This is a referendum on me and my party. And he's basically saying, he's basically betting his entire political future and the political future of his party and representation on this. This is my understanding. Now again, the common response to this is, oh, Macron, anti-democracy, you know, whatever. To me, it's him saying, I'm going to put it all on the line for this vote. And if it turns out the same, that my party is less popular and the quote, far right, nationalist party is more popular, then it'll show up again in this election, and that'll be that. So I don't know. That's my take on it, is that Macron might be actually doing the right thing here by doing this. So it's kind of the opposite of what people are saying, and I get it. The whole system over there is about as wacky as you can get it. But that's been my takeaway. All right. Enough about France. Now you've got other situations going on. By the way, Ben Gvir, the Minister of National Security, said this last week, basically what I said day one. And you can go back to, I think I was on air October 9th, and I said this exact thing, that this is what the October 7th attack was all about. Now the Minister of National Security in Israel says the same thing, clip 18.
Abba.
What is the solution for Gaza? The solution is Israeli occupation, Israeli settlement, and encouragement of migration. Only in this way can we solve the problems of Gaza, to occupy all the land and to settle all the land. And of course, encourage the voluntary migration of as many Palestinians as possible to other countries. Duh! Of course that was the agenda. Of course that's why they stood down on October 7th. Of course that's why everything that we've seen has followed. Anything else is bullcrap. All the other news about the hostages, Israel doesn't give a damn about the hostages. They probably killed half the hostages. It was always about getting the land. It was always about removing the Palestinians. That's what it was always about from day one. From day one of the stand down. And anybody who does not address this situation in Israel in that regard, in that matter, is not being intellectually honest about it. Not being intellectually honest about it. And so now they're having these big victory parades. Failure of the negotiations. Israel's hostage rescue leads to one of the bloodiest days in the war. For Israel, a rare day of joy amid the bloodshed as hostages are rescued. Well, I think there's some multiple misrepresentations of what's going on here. There are the ultra-nationalist Zionists in Israel that really do love watching Palestinians die. They really do have hate in their heart for Palestinians and for Muslims, even maybe to a larger degree. But that's like your really ultra-Zionist, ultra-nationalist Israeli base. But there's also a very anti-Netanyahu, anti-war base that has been against this war and been protesting against Netanyahu in the streets by the tens of thousands for months now. So it's really a saturated coverage that tends to exist in either the fringe or the extreme of one side or the other. So what you have is the nasty, truly hate-filled Zionists that give a bad name for other Jewish people or other Israelis that really do love watching Palestinians die. I mean, let's just be honest. They celebrate it. And so what is this story about? Israelis celebrate rare day of joy as four hostages rescued from Gaza. Well, they killed about 200 to 300 people, including women and children, in this so-called rescue. And so I made the conscious decision a while ago, and I'm going to stick by it. I've just chosen to really not show any of the gruesome war footage as much as possible. I mean, we can show you how the Gaza Strip has been completely eliminated. We can show you the before and after from above. We can show you the drone footage that was allowed to exist before the IDF confiscated it all and made it illegal to fly a drone. But I'm not showing you all the dead children. I'm not showing you the children with their heads blown off after the Israeli strikes. For the same reason I didn't report the fake news about the babies being beheaded. Because there's war propaganda on both sides. And I'm not going to stake my reputation on something that's going on the other side of the world where both sides hate each other and both sides are engaged in war propaganda. So, yeah, they made up the beheaded babies and they made up a bunch of crap. And I could sit here and say, well, this video is definitely real. They're pulling out dead kids from the rubble and they're trying to save these dead kids. And look at this dead kid and all this other stuff. But that's what we're talking about here. Oh, a rare day of joy. Please. Nobody said a damn thing about the hostages except when it's convenient in a debate justifying Israel's actions in the Gaza Strip. And so, yeah, I mean, to Israel, killing 300 people to get the four hostages is celebratory for the hardcore Zionists that have not cared about any of the bloodshed. But they're not the only people that exist in Israel. But the media is saturating the story from both sides. All right, I got more geopolitical news. We're going to put that down. We got some other stuff, though.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Infowars.com/show.
Ursula Haverbeck. Ever heard of that name before? I hadn't until recently. Ursula Haverbeck, Holocaust denier, sent to trial at age 95 in Germany. Ursula Haverbeck, notoriously known for her denial of the Holocaust. That's not even totally accurate. I mean, she's rejecting some of the claims about the Holocaust and continues... And continuous charges against her has been put to trial again at the age of 95 in Hamburg, Germany, for inciting hatred. Haverbeck has been convicted and sentenced to prison on several occasions since 2015 for incidents such as writing articles denying the Holocaust. So, that's a crime now to deny the Holocaust. Maybe they should put that 95-year-old lady in prison for denying the Holocaust. Some people want that. Basically, she was a teenager. She was in her teen years during the Holocaust, and she has a different account than what the history books tell us, and so for that, she's a criminal. So that's the status here. So, take note. You want to be in court at your 95 for denying the Holocaust? Or do you not want to question any history ever because you don't want to go to jail? Putin warns Russia could arm enemies of Western nations supplying weapons to Ukraine. Putin claims Russia may support long-range weapons to enemies of West in retaliation for Ukrainian support. Russia declares U.S. as enemy state for the first time in diplomatic history amid deteriorating ties over Ukraine. There's another rift to this, but let me translate this. Because there's no identification here. And Putin is much smarter than the Western media and probably a lot smarter than Western leaders as well. Who is Putin talking about? Because there's no specifics, there's no identities given here. When Putin says the Russia could arm enemies of Western nations supplying weapons to Ukraine, who is he talking about? What enemies? Is he talking about China? Is he talking about ISIS? Is he talking about radical Islam? Is he talking about foreign invaders across our southern border? This is a serious threat, folks. This is a serious threat. And so to the uninformed person or to the falsely informed person, what Putin is threatening here is probably completely missed. He knows that Victoria Nuland and the CIA and the State Department arm proxy groups in the Middle East to do their dirty deeds. I think Putin is basically saying, hey, I know what you guys are doing with these proxy groups and laundering the money and weapons to these militant groups. Maybe we'll do the same thing and maybe they'll come across your southern border. I mean, I don't think he's talking about arming China. Maybe this is like some indirect threat to Israel that he's going to arm the enemies of Israel because he knows Israel basically controls our Congress. But I don't even think that's what's going on because the Ukrainian issue is totally separate from Israel. If anything, Ukraine and Israel are two client states of the military-industrial complex battling for who's going to get more money and weapons. So if anything, there's probably a conflict of interest there. So no, I think what Putin is saying here is, I know the CIA and the State Department have all their proxy groups in the Middle East, and you'd like to aim them at us, and you aim them at our allies in Syria. And so, hey, you know what? Maybe we arm some people. Maybe we fund some militant groups. Maybe we fund some proxy groups. And maybe they come across your southern border. Maybe they're already there. To me, that's the translation here. But maybe he's talking about Syria. Maybe he's talking about Jordan. Maybe he's talking about Lebanon. Because what is Russia supposed to do? As the U.S. is just sitting here giving unlimited money, unlimited, and NATO, which is the U.S., unlimited weapons, unlimited money to Ukraine, who's threatening Russia and saying, oh, we're going to strike inside Russia. So Russia is just supposed to sit there and take it. Putin is just supposed to sit there and take it. That's not going to go over well. And meanwhile, and I forgot to print this, but there's videos of it emerging. Russia is now building essentially a military operation, you might even say a forward operating base in Cuba right now. I mean, let's just say that. Russia is building a forward operating base in Cuba. People swim from Cuba to Florida. So, See, where's the panic? Oh my gosh, bird flu. You might drink raw milk. My God. And I'd like to think that cooler heads would prevail. I'd like to think that the criminals that run our government just want money and don't want total war. But, like, when do you pump the brakes on this deal? When do you pump the brakes and relieve some of this tension here? Have you not laundered enough money through Ukraine? Have you not armed your little proxy groups in the Middle East to do regime change? Have you not sent them enough money and arms? Have you not laundered enough for yourself, you greedy pigs in Washington, D.C.? You greedy bastards in the military-industrial complex, the Kiev regime? You sick, greedy pigs? When is enough enough? And really, I'd say Putin is showing restraint on this whole deal, hoping the same thing. Like, hey, you don't actually want, like, a war, right? Like, you don't actually want world war. You're not serious talking about striking Russia, are you? Like, haven't you done enough to the poor people of Ukraine? Hundreds of thousands of them dead now? Haven't you done enough to the people in the Middle East? You absolute warmongering pigs that exist on both sides of the aisle. People swim. People get on rafts and go from Cuba to the United States. And now Russia is essentially building a forward operating base in Cuba. Ah, the media is virtually silent. And the media is virtually silent. Isn't that amazing? But, oh, my God, they see a chicken walk with a limp. And you know, oh, my God, bird flu. They see you go buy a gallon of raw milk at your local, you know, farm, and they say, oh, my gosh, you shouldn't do that. We need to stop that. Like, oh, yeah, you're drinking raw milk. Russia, forward military operating base, you know, potential nuclear weapons in Cuba. Psh. Oh, remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Ah. Russian warships, including nuclear sub, missile, frigate, will arrive in Cuba next week. They're there. Hey, you think Joe Biden's having peace negotiations? Hey, you think Zelensky, the dictator who cancels elections and now is a completely illegitimate president, do you think he's having peace negotiations? Who's having the peace negotiations? Tucker Carlson? And then they have these lists, and I checked, InfoWars is on it, no surprise. The enemies of Ukraine. Oh, I'm sorry. I, the American, whose money you take, I, the American, who pay for the weapons that you receive and you steal my tax dollars, and you're a pro-Ukrainian group, and you make a list with me on it. And I'm supposed to sit here and take that? I mean, give me a break. I should cut off all money and funds to you. But of course, because I call for that, because InfoWars is calling for that, we're on a list. And I have it in front of me here. I don't know why it's called Roller Coaster, but they have all the details in here. And anybody who's anti-war or anybody who's anti against sending more money and weapons to Ukraine is on this huge list that they've compiled. Jim Banks has pointed this out and he's compiled the list on his X account. It's the enemies list, the enemies of Ukraine. Elon Musk, David Sachs, Vivek Ramaswamy, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, InfoWars. I mean, you name it. Oh, because we don't want war with Russia. We're on the Ukraine enemy list. But they're still going to take our money, aren't they? And Zelensky's going to come over here and beg like a dog for more money and more weapons, demanding it. Not even beg, demanding it. Like he owns us. Oh, I'm supposed to take the knee for Ukraine because they put me on an enemies list. No, the proper response from the U.S. Congress would be shut down all funding and all weapons when they have U.S. citizens on an anti-Ukraine list and an enemies list.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People
people have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, some drama this weekend dealing with the Daily Wire. I mean, this should be the fall from grace for Ben Shapiro, as if the bloodlust warmongering wasn't enough. And apparently this is not a new thing, and other former Daily Wire employees have said they've had similar stories, and just other conservatives in the media have said the Daily Wire has sent spies after them. Yes, spies. Daily Wire employee fired for sending supportive message to Candace Owens from his personal email account. So I guess that was the mistake. They're spying on their own employees. And then Candace Owens spoke at a TPUSA event this weekend and talked about how it was revealed to her from internal sources that Ben was sending spies to spy on her and to try to bait her into saying something in a private recording, an unknown secret recording, that they would then publish to hurt Candace Owens' reputation. And apparently it's that small man, Ben Shapiro, running the whole thing. I mean, it's really just disgusting if you think about it. And boy, oh boy, you want to talk about bad stereotypes for Jewish people? I mean, Ben Shapiro is the worst. Wow, what a phony that guy ended up being. And he needs to be completely rejected as a voice now of conservatism. And, you know, I'm not Jewish, but if I was, I would be denouncing Ben Shapiro big time. So as a conservative, I denounce Ben Shapiro for his warmongering and his Israel first politics. As an American patriot, and as a conservative, I denounce Ben Shapiro for Israel first and warmongering, bloodlusting. But this guy is, I mean, Jewish conservatives need a better voice and a better face than Ben Shapiro. This guy should be completely rejected at this point. But see, this is why he got propped up. This is exactly why he got propped up. But can you imagine sitting there and being such a coward? Such a coward that you won't debate Candace Owens. Why won't he debate Candace Owens? Because he would lose the debate. The same reason why Israel has lost the moral high ground on the international stage is the same reason why Ben Shapiro won't debate Candace Owens. And he lies about her and he twists the words and he plays all these little games. And I guess this is the final level now before maybe he just does an outright hit piece on her. Who knows? Maybe he already has private recordings when she was working at Daily Wire. That'll probably be the next level. And it'll only embarrass him and make Candace look even better, probably. But that's where you're at now with the politics over at the Daily Wire. But see, they get boosted. They get lifted to the front. Shapiro gets all the big deals and all the big guests and gets to take Elon Musk over to Israel. The guy that spies on his own employees. The guy that sends spies to his ex-employees. Wow. Just come out and apologize, Ben. Just be the bigger man for once in your life. For the first time in your life, be the bigger man. Come out and apologize. And just debate her. Just debate Candace Owens. What are you so afraid of, little Benny boy? Little Benicide? So that was just crazy. But hey, you know, the success of Candace Owens is a measurement of where conservatism is. And my guess is she will continue to be successful without the platforms that she's had in the past, but independently, she's going to be launching an independent deal soon. And so that just shows you where the conservative movement is as far as, success is concerned. So they can try to cancel InfoWars. They can try to cancel Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Candace Owens, but they'll have to totally remove our voice box and our vocal cords to shut us up. And they might just do that someday.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So this meme has been around for some years, and they really started just getting gross and disgusting at these pride events, these pride parades. And it's a it's kind of your stereotypical flasher. It's a naked guy in a trench coat, and that's a pervert and a sex offender committing a crime. Running up to you and flashing their genitalia, then it's a crime. It's a sex offender. Oh, but if you're at a gay pride parade or you're gay or leather daddy or you're doing it for pride, now it's free expression and pride. And if you don't like it, you're a bigot. Now, you'd say, hey, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. That's not actually going on. No, it actually is. And so yet again, same pride parades, same result. Now, I can't even put this image on the screen, folks. But, so don't put the image on the screen, guys. I've got it in my hand. It's everywhere. The Pride Parade at New Orleans, they were just going around naked, just completely naked. And, no, nice try. You see, I was too fast for the crew on that one. And they were joking before the show, they said, so how long until your prediction comes true that they're going to be actually engaging in sexual acts at one of these events? Well, you're about one step away now. You're about one click away. But really, the whole thing is kind of a weird sex act for them anyway. I mean, flashing you in public, running around naked, flashing children, gyrating in front of them, waving their genitalia in front of the kids. That in and of itself is their perverted sex act. But you know, actual like penetrating acts, that's coming next. And then maybe people will finally say, okay, that enough is enough. And they want it to get there, quite frankly. It's kind of the same thing with the, you know, bake my gay cake or you're a homophobe and we're going to sue you. They want it to get there. is my guess, that they want to be able, they want to go out in the streets and engage in sodomy and have somebody say, okay, we have to shut this down. So that then they can say you're a homophobe and a bigot and that's a hate speech to say you want to shut down the gay pride parade. Somebody's going to want to take it there. And so that's where this goes next. But now the meme is the reality. You run around flashing people. You run around naked. That's a perverted sex crime. But you do it with a gay pride flag. Free expression. And if anybody doesn't like that, then that's, well, then now they're the criminal, actually. Make sure you get your words right. All right? It's a little confusing, though. So I'm here to help. Top cancer charity apologizing for using cervix to describe female body part instead of trans-inclusive term front hole. Jeez. Front hole. Oh, man. That's what you've got. You got a front hole. Can you imagine this? It's a cancer charity. And they're doing work for HPV infections, and they're trying to help women avoid STDs. And they talk about your cervix, female body parts, and the things that only females have. And here comes the liberal. Here comes the liberal and says, stop using these terms. It's front hole. Like, hey, we're just trying to teach young women about how to avoid STDs and, you know, female cancer problems. There's no such thing as female anymore. It's front hole. And men can have women's cancers too, and men can have periods too, and men can have a cervix too. And then you know what the problem is? The problem is that the charity actually apologized. That's the problem. And now they have to use inclusive language, and they talk about, well, you might have to, somebody might be pegging you with a strap on. I mean, give me a break. And now it's this whole new thing here, and it's the UN pushing it. It's the global government, see? No, why should you apologize if some sick, deranged liberal who denies basic science, a science denier, a biology denier, why should a charity be forced to apologize to a science denier, a biology denier, that says men can have periods and men can get pregnant and men can have a cervix, and then they have to apologize because there's a screaming, crying, psychotic liberal there. Oh my gosh, scanning the interwebs. Scanning, looking for non-inclusive language like cervix instead of front hole. And then they actually apologize to these deranged freaks. Jeez, you know what? I can't even. But see, the problem is you can't even be honest about this stuff because they consider it. It's beyond not being inclusive. It's like you're not even being considerate. Excuse my language. You're not even being considerate if you're not considering the leather daddy puppy kink that uses a strap on his boyfriend and then inserts it into his girlfriend. You need to consider them too. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's consider them. It's probably a bad idea for your leather daddy puppy kink strap on to use the same tools in the back hole on your front hole. Don't say that. That's not inclusive. That's bigoted. Here, let's do a gay pride parade and let's give you a demonstration of how inclusive that is. Trust me, they're going to do it, folks. They're going to do it. And then when somebody complains, they're going to say you're a bigot. Tennessee amongst the worst states for LGBTQ equality. Report finds. My God.
My God.
Tennessee's governor okays penalizing adults who help minors receive abortions and gender-affirming care. Oh, you mean like basic law enforcement? At least 23 states have adopted bans on gender-affirming care for minors. That's genital mutilation. And let's do a quick editorializing here from the WKRN story. Let's see. At least 23 states have adopted bans on gender-affirming care for minors. Let's go ahead and just editorialize this. Let's tell the truth. Bans on genital mutilation. Sorry, my handwriting bad there. So, yeah, okay, 23 states have adopted bans on genital mutilation for minors. Oh, well, that makes sense when you put it that way. See what they do? It's the same thing. They're burning down cities. It's Black Lives Matter. They're gyrating naked in front of children. It's pride. They're chopping up little boys and girls. It's gender-affirming care. No, it's called terrorism. No, it's called sex crimes in public, lewd acts. No, it's called genital mutilation. Let's be honest about what the left is doing. Let's be honest. Our leadership map shows that Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and North Dakota show the biggest drops in equality over the past year. Equality? Oh, you don't want people running around naked and gyrating in front of children. You don't want people teaching prepubescent boys and girls how to use sex toys and engage in sex acts. You don't want genital mutilation of minors. That's not equality enough for us. That's not equality enough for us. They've completely lost their minds. And should be treated as such. Yeah, take the next pride parade and just march it right into the insane asylums. Reality check for Queers for Palestine delivered directly from Palestinian leaders. Homosexuals should be thrown headfirst from the rooftop of the tallest building. Oh, how's that Queers for Palestine working out? But see, forget about all the fluff of this. What this really shows is that the average leftist is ignorant to their own cause, and it's just all about cause celeb. Sorry. That's funny. Yeah, people are racing to move to Tennessee after seeing this story. No, it's all about, oh, what's the latest thing? Oh, I don't actually do anything for anybody, so I'm going to pretend like I care about this cause or pretend like I care about this cause. Or it's kind of like when you're a kid. Because, look, these people are all in arrested development at the end of the day, aren't they? They're all stuck in this immaturity. They're all stuck in this arrested development where it's like a craze. How many crazes? I don't know. Do the kids still do crazes? Are there still, like, crazes and trends? I remember. What were the trends for you if you were a 90s kid? There was like a year or two of the Tamagotchi. There was like the summer of Furby. You know, there was Pokemon cards. So I can sit here and I can remember all these different trends and all these different crazes that we went through as kids. Well, you eventually get over that. Not these liberals. They buy into whatever the latest trend is, whatever the latest cause is, except it's all political. So like these marketing companies would make all these gimmicks for kids and they'd make it popular for kids. And then the kids would want the trendy toy, the trendy product, the trendy game. And then that would be how it would go. But this is like kiddie trends for liberal progressives. And it's all politics. It's all political propaganda. Oh, it's a Ukraine flag. Oh, it's a Palestine flag. Oh, it's a pride flag. Teens arrested after scooters leave marks on pride crosswalk. Oh my gosh. I mean, the nerve. In Spokane, Washington. I mean, do you guys see? Yeah, Pogs. You can sit here and name all the trends. Who played Pogs? See, guys, I want you to put this image on the screen here. This is devastating. They rented electric scooters and they left marks. I mean, do you realize how insane this is? I remember, like, I guarantee you, I mean, maybe this might have something to do with the pride flag. It might just have something to do with they like leaving rubber marks on the road. There were no pride flags on the roads when I was a kid. And I remember we would go around in our bikes and try to make burnout marks. We'd go around in our bikes and get as much speed as possible and then try to do a burnout, and we'd see who could have the coolest burnout. So, yeah, kids like to make burnouts. So maybe it has something to do with the pride flag. Maybe it doesn't. But yeah, you put a bright thing on the road, it makes it a lot easier to put a burnout mark on it. Plus, it's literally gay. Oh my gosh, guys. Look at the devastation here in clip 16. Look at this. Look at the horror. Oh my gosh. Look at these criminals. Somebody shut them down. Total criminal behavior here. They're on electric scooters making burnout marks on the pride flag. You could go down to Riverside, go down to Lady Bird Lake, go down to the river walk and hike and bike trail downtown Austin, and you'll find local kids doing the exact same thing. Not a pride flag in sight, because kids like making burnouts. But it's like this new protected class, like, oh my gosh, don't offend a gay person. Jeez, man. Don't offend a gay person. They need your protection. They need it. They're too weak and they need your protection. Oh. What is that? Is this, we're going to have a full on investigation and we're going to arrest those teenagers. Oh, they might be doing fentanyl. Nobody cares about that. Just don't let them put a burnout mark on a pride flag, which is painted on a road. When do the American flags get painted for the 4th of July, by the way, guys? Do you guys know when that happens? Really looking forward to that. Because that's, I mean, right? I mean, oh, we don't get the American flag painted on the streets, right? Oh, and the only group, the only movement, whatever you want to call it, the only phenomenon that gets a whole month is the LGBTQIA plus pedophile. And that's a hate crime now. You burn an American flag, thumbs up, baby, free expression. You even look at a pride flag the wrong way, and you're going to jail now. Teenagers. Teenagers. They're going after teenagers for... Okay. Participation trophy alert. Actor John Leguizamo runs full-page ad in New York Times urging Emmy voters to pick non-white candidates. Wow. Well, at least he's not a racist. At least he's not a racist. I mean, I don't think the movie will win any awards, but I saw Fall Guy this weekend. It does feature white actors and actresses in the major leads. There's plenty of diversity in the cast, but they're just not in the lead roles. So Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling are both white. So I'm probably racist for enjoying that film so much. Thought it was a really great movie. No political BS, just a good movie. But because the leads are both white, I'm probably racist. So that's on me. I enjoyed the film. See, anything else, it would be racist. But as long as it's anti-white, then it's all good. And we'll put full-page ads in the New York Times. All right. Tell you what. We are going to take calls. I do have some other news here, but we've made it through most of the news, and we're going to take calls. The number, and who knows how much longer you're going to be able to call in InfoWars. So let's hear from the great audience, on these days that we have left. The phone number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. The number is on the screen there for you now. Give us a call. We'll get you up and on the air. Remember, folks, last days potentially here, or not potentially, probably just the fact,
Last days to get your favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com. Your DNA Force Plus, your Brain Force Ultra, your bodies, all your favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com. Probably your last chance to buy them. We already have the summer kickoff sale going on. 40% off top rated, top selling supplements like DNA Force Plus, like Brain Force Ultra, like Nitric Boost, like the Ultimate Fish Oil. I don't know. Maybe Alex eventually says, look, we're just going to do a going out of business sale. That's not the situation, as far as what's happening yet, but I will tell you, it could be your last time. I'm treating it that way. So I'm loading up on some of my favorite products from InfoWarsStore.com myself. So 40% off top rated, top selling supplements. It's part of the summer kickoff sale. Enjoy these great products. Enjoy these great supplements while they last. You can get a book, the Alex Jones book still. You can get some of the t-shirts that we have left. But this stuff is selling out fast as it's anticipated. It could be your last chance to take advantage of some of these specials. All right. As, the crew gets your calls up and ready to go, John Fetterman and wife injured in car crash, hospitalized after Fetterman slams into a Chevy Impala. Looks like they're both okay. Fetterman, maybe a shoulder issue, and I think his wife maybe got it worse. Both okay, though. The questions people are asking is why is Fetterman driving a car? Thought he was having severe impairment issues that he's been dealing with for years. But I suppose at this point we'll just not go into that and just say it's nice that both of them survived the car crash. DeSantis approves $1.25 billion to increase teacher pay. He's taking it right out of Biden's playbook. DeSantis raises teacher pay, blames unions for Florida's low salaries. Yeah, it's always the unions. Florida's starting salary for teachers currently ranks 15th in the country, and the average teacher pay ranks 50th, according to the National Education Association. You know, it's funny. I'm okay with giving teachers a raise if they're good at their job and if the school system they're in is doing well. The problem you have, and this is well known, and this is why the Democrats tell you the big lie of, you know, they keep talking about gun crime in St. Louis, but that's a red state. St. Louis is a blue city. It's been run by Democrats for more than five decades. And so it's this big lie. So where does the education system fail our children? It fails them in blue cities. Where are the most violent crimes committed? In blue cities. This is not even a debate. And it's the same thing that, well, if you try to take steps to mitigate that, then you're the problem. Then you're the problem. All the crime, all the degradation, all the collapsing infrastructure, all the educational system failing the children, it all happens almost exclusively in Democrat-run cities and districts. Almost exclusively. It's a 95% hit. And then they sit here and they say, it's the red states. What an absolute lie. The numbers that you see out of cities like Baltimore, St. Louis, Chicago, and these are mostly black students, by the way, and you'll have a high school graduate that can barely read at an eighth grade level, and it's all blue districts. And it's all blue districts. So, hey, I mean, maybe some of these teachers deserve a pay raise because going to work is like a safety hazard. See, I have the same approach to this. You want to give teachers a pay raise, that's fine. By the way, Florida runs at a surplus. It's one of the few states that actually runs at a surplus, so they're probably funding this themselves. You want to give teachers a pay raise, that's fine.
Don't give $100 billion to Ukraine or $200 billion or whatever the hell it is. Don't give billions of dollars to Israel where they get free health care on our dime. Yeah, did you know that one? So we could all get raises. We did the math. Hire a million construction workers tomorrow with the $300 billion we hand out annually in foreign aid. Not to mention the $100 billion that we give to the illegal aliens that come into the country. Hire millions of teachers. Hire millions of construction workers. You could do it with that money.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around because stuff's about to get
InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
What you see on the screen is footage from Boston Logan Airport, where it's now an illegal alien encampment. That's right, permanent encampment. They just live there all the time. But hey, look out for disease, you know, all that. And you pay for it, by the way. You paid for them to get there. And you pay for their food that comes in as well. So that's where hundreds of billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars go all the time. Yeah, you want to give teachers a raise? No problem. Stop funding illegal aliens. Stop funding the criminal invasion of our country. Yeah, you want to give all these people raises? Oh, yeah, you want U.S. health care? Stop giving hundreds of billions of dollars in foreign aid every year. It's really simple stuff. Hell, maybe you could even win over a small government mind like myself with policy like that. Just maybe. By the way, it's confirmed they are releasing the Venezuelan prisoners and gang members into our country. Violent transnational Venezuelan gang entered USA through southern border, Tren de Aragua, and they're operating in the United States now. And this is where you see a lot of the organized retail crime from the illegal aliens. This is where you see the organized home invasions. This is where you see the attacks on police as initiation rituals. That's where this is all coming from. And then they get released right back on the streets because they know the policies. They're smart. They're criminals. They know the system. Now, it's funny because the mind of the liberal, it's just broken. And that's why they can't be anywhere near policy. And this tweet went massively viral with the question, are you willing to pay more taxes so other people can have food and health care? Like, oh, some bleeding heart liberal, like, it's all great, all the money, your taxes. Well, I'm already doing that. What do you mean more taxes? The United States government basically operates like a charity and you're forced to pay for it. The most humanitarian aid. You can combine the humanitarian aid and money of every other country on earth combined, and the U.S. and the United States still gives out more. We can hang our hat on that and say we're great. But what do you mean, am I willing to pay more taxes? I'm already getting raped for 40% of the money I make by my government. How about cut all taxes and we can all be rich? There's a concept for you. Let's take some phone calls today. The InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We go to our great audience. Michael in Michigan leads us off. Michael, go ahead.
Super mega dittos, Owen Schroyer.
Oh, I thank
Actually,
you.
Actually, I'm just going to I'm going to follow you anywhere. I promise that. But I want to actually tell a story, just a quick one, about my grandma. See, my grandma actually loves you the most. And she is actually so unique that you might remember her. From when you guys had, like, you post your InfoWars stuff and I'll shout you out. She was the 87-year-old lady that shouted you out. And I can't tell you how much she loved you.
When did she shout me out? What are you referring to again?
What was that, 6 months ago, 8 months ago? You guys were doing the show me how much InfoWars stuff you got. Send me a picture and I'll shout you out.
Oh, okay. We used to do the hashtag InfoWars Store. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct. And we put my grandma up there and
okay. And yeah. I think she was sitting in the family room.
That's correct.
I remember. Yep.
Yeah.
Say hi to your grandma. Say hi to your grandma.
Hi, Ann Robinson. Grandma, I love you.
There we go. Only here, folks.
But yeah, trust me, the Robinson family, at least, will follow you. I'll put it this way. You once said something about how you were like kind of like our doctor of politics. And I actually think that's correct because, you know, I think about politics all day.
Dr. Schroyer. Sort of I think I can deal with that. Dr. Schroyer. Yes.
Yeah. I like that a lot, actually. Yeah, Dr. Schroyer. Because, you know, even if I disagree with you about a single thing, that doesn't matter. you do clarify things for me in a way I don't find in many of the news sources. I mean, I can name a couple, Drew Hand as a couple who are decent, but I mean, you're Orrin Sjoyer, man. We need you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that Grandma got a shout out today. You know, and I've said this too. I did a couple interviews on this earlier today, and I got more interviews coming, and people always ask me. And so I'll just, I'll put it short and sweet. I kind of have like a press release statement that I'm doing this because so many people are asking, about what's next. I am going to fulfill my duties here at InfoWars as long as I have duties to fulfill, and I'm going to wave the InfoWars flag and no other flag because I'm just loyal like that. And, I truly love this crew. I mean, everything we've done here, it's not easy, folks. It's not easy to recreate what Alex took 30 years to build. So I don't want to slight that. I don't want to step over that in these final days. But Alex is not going to shut up. And, when the time comes, I'll let people know what's coming next. But obviously you can follow me on X and you can follow me on rumble.com/Owen. But that's all I'm going to do. InfoWars is still here. I got a duty to fulfill here. I'm still going to wave the flag and be loyal and pay that forward until the time is done. And so that's just where I'm at, but I appreciate those kind words, Michael. I appreciate that a lot. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call. This might be a little bit of just basic semantics, but if we have a constitutional representative style of government, why are we calling these people that are elected and allowing them to call themselves leaders? Hmm. They are supposed to be representatives of the people that elected them. We should only have one leader, and that would be the President of the United States.
I mean, I ask this with a bit of facetious nature to it, but I mean, I don't think I ever do. I ever call them? I don't think I ever call them leaders.
I don't believe I've ever heard you say it, but I have heard others.
Because I'm not really thinking about that, but you bring it up, and that is like in the lexicon, like oh, our political leadership, our leadership, whatever. So I'm not denying that that gets said, but I'm kind of reflecting. I don't think I ever call them leaders.
I don't think you did, but a lot of people do, and we let them call themselves leaders. I don't elect a leader here locally. I elect a representative.
Yeah. And isn't that the problem?
That's a good portion of it to me.
Everything is so backwards. Your representatives, you're supposed to lead them, and then they take you. They represent you in D.C., but perhaps the more consequential disruption in the flow of power here is that, and you see these hearings with your quote-unquote leaders, not leaders, your representatives, and they talk to the CIA or they talk to the FBI or they talk to the DHS leaders, and those are like the leaders of those bureaucracies, but the flow of power here is Congress is above them. And they sit there in these hearings, and it's like the FBI and the DHS and somehow they're above Congress. It's like, no. Congress is above you.
Exactly. And we should start calling them representatives, and I think everybody needs to call their representative and say, you are not a leader. You are supposed to be a voice of the people that elected you. We are the leaders.
Well, and in that vein, I think, part of that is we need to behave like leaders ourselves. And I think that you're starting to see this, really. It's really kind of blossoming right now with people getting involved. And then I think some senators, like Josh Hawley, are starting to come with an authoritative approach to these bureaucrats.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, the Boston Celtics are likely to be your next NBA champions. I wouldn't dare give betting advice on it, but probably bet on it. And their coach, he's good at having clips in the postgame that anger the liberals. I think it was either earlier this year or last year, the royal family... I didn't think Americans
believed in that crap, but whatever. Pop culture thing. The royal family attended a Boston Celtics game, and he was asked about it in the post game, and he said, "Oh, how did you feel about the royal family?" He said, "Oh, I didn't see Mary, Jesus, and Joseph there." And they just all were like, that shut him up. Well, he's done it again. Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla, they try to play the race card, and he flips it on him in clip 15.
Hey, Joe. Vince Goodwill, Yahoo Sports. For the first time since 1975, this is the NBA Finals where you have two black head coaches. Given the plight sometimes of black head coaches in the NBA, do you think this is a significant moment? Do you take pride in this? How do you view this, or do you not see it at all?
I wonder how many of those have been Christian coaches.
Ooh. No follow-up?
David Aldridge?
no follow-up. No further questions. Just obsessed with race. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And I guess the two black coaches are Jason Kidd coaching the Mavericks and Joe Mazzulla coaching the Celtics. Yeah, the black plight in the NBA. I mean, it's just like, get over this. Just why are you guys so obsessed with skin color? I don't get it. I'm sure Jason Kidd woke up and said, I'm a black coach in the NBA Finals. Didn't Jason Kidd win an NBA championship with the Mavericks? Yeah. I'm pretty sure Jason Kidd won an NBA championship. I'm pretty sure he's played in multiple NBA championships. But I'm sure that's what he's thinking going into the NBA Finals. It's about his skin color. No, that's what you liberal freaks in the media are thinking about. Yeah. So tough. It's been hard on Jason Kidd, I'm sure. Woman loses baby after attack in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood. This is just devastating. Chicago woman loses baby after teens kicked and punched her in a random attack. Just a random attack. 14-year-old boy and 17-year-old girl just beat this woman. Kill her and her baby. No reason at all. We don't know. We just don't know. Same thing with that woman and kid that got stabbed in the parking lot. We just don't know why. Nobody knows why. Another violent weekend in Chicago. Democrat-run Chicago. Very strict gun control. How's that working out for them? By the way, the Kansas City Chiefs linebacker who suffered the cardiac arrest out of nowhere, suddenly, healthy athlete, still unconscious. Still unconscious, ladies and gentlemen. So, did he take the vaccine? No, don't you ask that. Don't you dare ask that. All right, let's go to, we'll take a call from Canada. Luciano, Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Shout out to Gerald Salenti, Alex, yourself, Owen Shore. The crew, Harrison Smith, and most of all, your audience. I lack intellectual interactions up here, and boy, you guys give up a good plate.
What are you talking about? They, although I guess Edmonton is down in the Stanley Cup, so their intellect has probably taken a tank now.
Well, you know what? At the gas stations, I noticed that they have photographs of East Indian people as coaches and young mosquito or the hockey teams, you know, their diversity.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah. That's,
can't even get Canadians on a hockey team anymore, huh?
I stopped watching hockey a long time ago. Actually, I remember the time when they had the New World Order, the WWF. Maybe you can ask Ed McMahon about that, the New World Order, how that went over in the wrestling circle. Anyways, Yeah, I've been listening a long time. When the internet first started, I started with Yahoo, then I ended up with on Facebook, and I started listening to Before It's News, and then Benjamin Fulford, and that's how I ended up finding Alex. And then I watched you grow and Harrison, and you guys are turning out right on. Anyways, you said something about we're talking about free speech and something you mentioned about they're going to maybe cut out our throats or tongues. So I just had a flash of a scene from the Planet of the Apes. I guess they lobotomized the people. I don't know if they cut out their larynx as well, but do you remember that?
Well, I was thinking actually more of when you brought it up now, I was thinking more of when they sent out the Mounties to stomp, literally stomp out the Freedom Rally truckers in Canada, in Ontario, okay. They were stomping them in the head.
Yeah, yeah, little old ladies. They always pick on the weak and the elderly, eh?
Yeah, it's funny how tyrants like to do that. But they come for all of us, you know. They'll come for all of us. And, you know, there's a story. Thank you for the call. And this is really everything right here. Punks try stealing from a Tennessee perfume store. Plan falls apart when fed-up shoppers hold the line. This story is everything. Now, why do I say that? Is it about a perfume? Is it about some petty theft, some organized retail crime? No. This story is a metaphor. This story is an analogy how we don't have to put up with this crap anymore. And as soon as the people of this country want to put their foot down and take their country back and take their freedom back and take their rights back, it's done. It's over. But it's just like these citizens said, okay, you're not going to rob this store blind. We're going to stand in the way. We're going to block the door. The police are coming. You're done. Cause most of the time what happens with this organized retail crime or this petty retail crime, they just walk in, steal their stuff and walk out. Nobody stops them. But oh, they decided, you know what? We're stopping you today. We're done. We're not having this today. And they stopped them. That's a metaphor. That's the American people. As soon as we're done with our government robbing us, lying to us, it's done. It's over. But we have to stand up. We have to put our foot in the door and say, no, we're done. And then that's it. It's over. It's over. We get our country back. We don't get robbed anymore. We don't fund all these foreign wars anymore. We don't have our money laundered and stolen and all this other crap. It's that easy. We just got to do it. Maybe it's not that easy, but I think you get the point. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go to Joseph in Nevada. Joseph, were you at the rally yesterday?
Yes, I went to the rally. It was a great experience, probably one of the greatest times I've ever had in my life. I mean, I was so happy to see Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene appeared, so it was great to see her. And there was, like, so many people. Lines were going crazy since 5 in the morning. I got there around, like, 6:30, and I actually got myself a good spot, but it was extremely, you know, a lot of support, every color, every creed of people, you know, just supporting. I didn't see any sort of disruption or anything like that, and it was just a great experience all the way throughout, you know.
Was that your first Trump rally?
It was my first Trump rally, and my sister and I went. And it was actually pretty much our first political rally. And, you know, I saw the video earlier of some people tapping out early. And the reason was is because the heat kind of actually we had some good cloud coverage the whole time. And then pretty much the last 30 minutes, it got really hot. And, you know, we just started getting like high temperatures this week, last week. And, you know, some people aren't really acclimated to it. Like, my sister was one of those people that tapped out, you know, 15 minutes early because she it was, like, packed up. And,
well,
you know,
I'm sure it was 100 degrees. People were there for 10 hours, plus you're in a herd of people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fine. Nobody needs to explain themselves for leaving an event early. I mean, people leave events early all the time. It's hilarious, though, and thank you for the call, Joseph. What's hilarious is that you have some leftist posted up outside filming the people leaving like, oh, we got them. Look, oh, Trump's doomed. Oh, my gosh. Like 10,000 people inside, a couple hundred leave early, and that's their big victory. More people leave a Trump rally early than ever attend a Biden rally. So it's a cell phone, but they're desperate. They got nothing else. That does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Another broadcast in the books. We take a 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products
that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.